95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast's home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Nothing but sideshow freaks.
See there? Freaky Friday.
Yeah, we're a freak show.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
The freak show?
Yeah.
Sideshow freak.
It's Freaky Friday.
Freak show, sideshow.
I love Freaky Friday.
Let's cut to the chase, freak show.
Let the freak show begin.
Here comes the freak show. It's Freaky Friday and the last day of the Banana Bank. We've been doing this for months. Oh my God, we've had so much fun. This has been a great new gorilla game. I actually kind of love this one. We might do this one again. I don't know. We have some other really fun stuff on the way for you, too. Shockers tickets all summer long. We have some great prizes this summer on 95.3 Gorilla. You're not going to want to go anywhere. Have an amazing weekend. And remember, if you want to be the first to know about all the fun stuff we have for you coming up, for the biggest updates, for the latest and greatest, we only text you like a few times a year. You can text the word gorilla to 228-604-HITS. That's gorilla to 228-604-4487. And we will let you be the first to know about our big, huge contest coming up, all right? Today's the last day of the Banana Bank, but don't worry. We have some big stuff cooking. It's 95.3 Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
95.3 Gorilla, who's this?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
Good. Good, good, good. You're better than all right. You're caller number 10.
Oh, nice.
Banana Bank is happening. Marina, what town are you in? Where are you calling me from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. All right. Here we go. I have $3,500 in the bonus round for you, but we got to get there first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here's the deal. We're going to start with a certain price, and you just have to tell me up or down. That's it, okay? No pressure. Just up or down. You know how this works, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Marina, here we go. Your first price is $680. $680. Are we going up or are we going down?
Going down.
$680, Marina says. Down is correct. Down to $225. $225 is your new price. You want to win that money or do you want to keep playing?
I'll go one more time.
One more time. $225 is the new price. Are you sure? We're going up or down? What are you thinking?
Go up.
Going up. $225. Marina says up. Up to $480. You just won $480. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. So you can keep it or you can guess one more time. And if you're right, we're going to hit you with that $3,500 bonus round. You want to keep the cash? You want to do it again?
I think I'm gonna take the money.
Good choice. $480 from Gorilla. Congratulations.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
Oh, look, it's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Today we're talking about dating post-relationship. Like, what's the hardest part about dating when you just got out of a long-term relationship? More and more Americans are on the market this summer after they just got out of a big long-term relationship. And I want to know, because I've never really been in this position, how hard is it? How hard is it to really get out there and start dating after you've been in a really long-term relationship? You know, I guess the other way that you could look at this is more and more people are breaking up after long-term relationships. So I want to know, what's the toughest part about this? Jason Sudeikis made some news the other day talking about how terrified he is out there on the dating apps, and I can understand that. But what's the hardest part for you? Dave is our first caller this morning. Dave, what'd you find was the most difficult when you were dating after a long-term relationship?
I found that getting to that second date is not as easy as you might think.
Yeah, not anymore, dude. It's a whole new world out there. You got to stand out from the crowd. It's not a given anymore, right?
I guess I was just used to the comfort of being with my ex-wife that yep. I just came on a little too strong with the whole relationship thing.
Uh-oh. Don't wind up on TikTok, though, okay? Don't do anything too creepy. What about you? What's the hardest part of dating and being out there after being in a long-term relationship? Tara is next. Tara, what was the hardest thing that you found out about this?
Not comparing everyone to your ex.
Ooh, yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do. I'm glad you realized that you shouldn't do that because I feel like a lot of people do. How would you do it?
Not in a romantic way, just like in a habit way.
Yeah.
My ex loved hiking. One guy hated hiking, and I caught myself thinking, well, that's weird. No, Tara, that's just a different human being.
Uh-huh, that's true. You know, self-awareness is a good thing. Self-awareness is a great thing. See? This is why we call it radiotherapy. This is good.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Gayle King making headlines again. A couple days ago, she was talking about having a relationship with Oprah, which was not true. Now she's talking about who she would want to have a relationship with, I guess, on screen. What is this?
I'm very touched by that, Jennifer.
Gayle, yes. I've been writing one for you, and but you need to make yourself more available.
Do I fall in love with Tom Brady? No, does he fall in love with me?
He does.
You're very
now.
Good at manifesting. And I just think he's one of the nicest people. And listen.
Gayle King wants to be in a rom-com with Tom Brady. Okay, Gayle. Somebody needs to get her like a day job or something. I know she has one, but you know what I mean. Luke Bryan dismissing rumors his new song Fish Hunt Golf Drink was AI generated. Oh, man.
We've had some negativity out there, some trolls kind of saying that I AI'd it, which is completely false. You know, that song is designed for one thing, to have fun and to tell the world what I love to do and what I strive to do. When I get days off, I want to hunt, fish, golf, and drink, and I might try to do them all in the same day.
You know, I'm sorry to say, but I feel like if you have to say it's not AI generated, maybe you got to step up your game just a little bit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I don't know. A fan has been arrested after rushing onto the NBA Finals court for a selfie with a player.
Right now, 6-point Nick lead. A fan just ran on the floor. Wants to take a selfie. Security quickly takes him away.
Like mid-game. That's wild. That is crazy work, as the kids say right there. Keith David has received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Yeah, he just received the 2,847th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Did you know that they have to pay for that? Yeah, did you know that's not like an award that you get? You have to pay for it. You have to be invited. And then you have to pay for it. Sort of funny. Some movie news. Masters of the Universe is hitting theaters today. Scary Movie is now out as well. And Office Romance is now on Netflix. I'm excited for Disclosure Day. That's coming out next Friday. That new Spielberg movie. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Friday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Hold on. My accent's going to come out just a little bit here. Ready? Macky Mack and the Funky Bunch. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, Mark is how old today? Mark's celebrating his 55th birthday today. Marky Mark, there you go. Happy birthday to Mr. Wahlberg. Kenny G is turning 70 today. Here's the moment. Raw talent right there from Mr. Kenny G. On today's date back in 1998, The Truman Show was released.
In case I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
That's one of those movies that feels like a feel-good movie, but it's actually kind of creepy if you think about it. I love that film, though. That's a good one. June 5th is National Attitude Day today.
Around the park one more time, Bitterman.
Peter, I'm not your chauffeur.
Not for long with that attitude, Bitterman.
Just that attitude, Bitterman. On today's date, June 5th, 1998, Sex in the City first aired on HBO. Let's go all the way back to 1965. That was 61 years ago. This is hard to believe. 1965, the Stones dropped this one.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Man, hard to believe the Stones are that old. They're all ancient now. And Prince, on this date back in 1993, tried to explain to Larry King on TV why he changed his name to a symbol.
I had searched deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to make a change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it.
Why then did you choose the artist formerly known as?
Well, I didn't choose that. That was chosen.
Chosen for you.
Yeah.
The one and only artist. There's Prince. There you go. There's your Flashback Freakout today. Happy June 5th. Have a wonderful weekend.